What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the last one of the week of The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 31st of July. Don't forget to watch the videos. I've told you. I'm not going to tell you again. Well, I am going to tell you again. I'm going to tell you every day next week the videos on YouTube. I've got to get more hits. I've got a friend who he's just started doing YouTube, but he's conned the algorithm. He's getting at least hundreds of hits. I get nothing. I think my account must be restricted because I'm a lot better than the figures that I'm getting. I can tell you that for nothing. But he's getting like, he's had some long, extra long videos that are like about 10 hours long. And he must have some computers watching him or something because he's getting his watch time up, which means they're showing his videos to more people. So unfortunately, I can't be bothered to do that, so I put them on there and they're just invisible to everybody but me and you. So check them out, YouTube. Anyway, it's no obligation, but what I'm going to say, it's been warm today. It's been warm. It's been very warm. It's been the hottest day of the year, and they were right about that. And they also said that the rain was going to come, and you know what? It's raining already, so it's come halfway through the day. They said the rain was going to come at the weekend. So we've had the hottest day of the year, and we've had it fucking pissed down the rain. So you just can't win. You can't win. You'd have gone out now. You'd have to go out now in your Speedos because it's so hot. But you'd also need an umbrella hat on. Speedos and an umbrella hat. What country do you ever have to do that in? Probably lots. But I mean, lots of unpredictable. The guy, anyway, the Tory guy, lost his court case, the sex pest. I'm a naughty Tory boy, the sex pest. He's lost his case, and his wife, he not only lost his case, he lost his wife at the same time. She's been going to court with him every day, holding hands and supporting him. But when he lost and the judge found him guilty, she walked out and left a Twitter note and saying that ends her 25-year marriage to the man that she loves. So she weren't taking no prisoners. She was like, she ain't going down with the fucking ship. She was jumping ship, and now she's probably going to be putting her affairs in order, thinking, right, how much money can I take out of this bastard? 25 years worth, I would imagine. And I might as well have it all, as he's going to be in prison for a few years. Sounds like it anyway. So yeah, she weren't... That was a strong woman, if you ask me. What's it called? Another strong woman. The woman survived this without screaming, because I think they had to hold their... they might have screamed, but they're still alive, so they did something that kept them alive. But a couple that were mauled. They're suing a travel company because they were mauled by a lion in a tent on a camping holiday in Tanzania. Well, on a holiday, safari, but they stayed overnight in a tent. And when they woke up, there was a lion inside the tent sniffing them, smelling them. Can you imagine that? I mean, I've had some nightmares. I've had some fucking terrible nightmares. And some of them are the people that I've woke up with. But I'm also, the people I've woke up with have also woke up to me as a nightmare. So that goes both ways, I'm sure. But they woke up and it was a fucking lion sniffing them. And so they've obviously panicked, and the lion attacked them. And ripped one of the guy's arms off. Well, ripped the guy off his arm off. So, but they lived to tell the rest of the tale. And now they're suing the... not lion's tail. Bum bum. But they're suing the company now, saying that there wasn't any protection. Well, and rightly so as well. There weren't no fucking protection, was there? Somebody should be watching overnight, surely. But I don't know. I don't know how that thing works. How that shit works. But if there's lions in the area, somebody needs to be on guard. But anyway, they lived, and the lion, hopefully the lion didn't get shot for its trouble. But fucking, he had a nice big chunk out of him anyway. No, they're all big cuties, ain't they, until they fucking rip your arm off. Crazy. But then again, if you are going to sleep in a tent in the middle of the jungle on a safari, you got to think, you know, you got to think that shit might happen. But you don't do it. You paid thousands, I imagine, for that. I bet that weren't a cheap holiday. So come back with, I hope he was insured, travel insurance. Always remember, I always book my travel insurance, lastminute.com. I've even booked my travel insurance when I've got there because I forgot, and I've booked it while I'm sitting in whatever hotel I'm in. I've also booked it when I've just got off the plane. I've also booked it while I'm waiting for a plane because I always forget, and then something just, a light bulb goes off in my head. But if ever you've forgotten, you've like, that shit happens, costs you a fucking fortune. Imagine that, where these people have got to be flown back from somewhere. It costs them about 200 grand. Oh, you lose your house and everything over it. So I've got to get with it on that one. Start fucking getting jiggy with it. Or maybe I'll have to take one of these yearly policies. There we go. Just in case I find myself in a tent in Tanzania. You never know what could happen. A personal trainer. The strange things can happen at home as well. This guy, a personal trainer, wanted a £4,000 hair transplant. Wanted a £4,000 hair transplant. And he went in and he ended up coming out with a glued on wig. He's had to get his money back because they glued a wig on. Was he asleep or what? They must have put him to sleep and then glued a wig on the top of his head. And then he's like fucking walked, got home and I found out it must have glued. I mean, how long did that kind of last for? And he's getting his money back plus another couple of grand for his trouble. But that has got to be the funniest. That's the funniest scam going, that is, isn't it? That doctor deserves a fucking round of applause for even attempting that, because that is just, that's hilarious. He's gone in and said, well, I want a hair transplant, a permanent one or whatever. And the guy's going, yeah, that's all right. And when he's passed out, he's going, right, get the super glue, get around the hairdressers, scoop up a load of fucking hair off the floor. We'll glue that to the fucking top of a swimming cap. And then we're going to glue the swimming cap to the top of his head. And then we're going to do one. All right. Job done. £4,000 in the bank. Imagine you do that for 20 people in a day. And then do one. And you're off into the fucking sunset with your sombrero and your fucking, you know, suitcase full of money. And there's a load of blokes here waking up in, because they won't know for about a month, would they? They'd be like, yeah, this is brilliant. Love this. Favourite, fuck it, I'll tell you what, this is the favourite thing about my face now, my new hair, it's brilliant. Next thing you know, a fucking couple of months later, it's all fell off the swimming cap, and all you see is like a Duncan Goodhue swimming cap on top of your head, even like worse than what your bald head looked like. No, sorry, that can't be done. You might as well just fucking get used to being bald if I was you. But, I mean, the person, Elton John's don't look too bad, to be honest. I mean, he looks like a fucking, he's got better hair than what I have. He looks really good, but not everybody can afford the best doctor in the world. And when you take a cheap, I mean, this guy might not have been, where was it? Was it in London? Probably in fucking, I bet it's in London, in like the main London streets where everybody goes. Well, there you go. Beware. If you're going to get your hair done, literally, you're going to get done if you go to that place. And it's called, what are they called? Let's name and shame them. International Hair Studio in London. Don't go there. Not if you want hair. Well, this guy has got a good doctor. This guy's got the fucking one of the best doctors that's ever been around. The guy had an infection, a horrific blood infection, and he sent his fingers black and his toes black. But it also fucking, I don't know, where was it affecting? His, bollocks, I read this earlier. I did try and read this one earlier, but it affected anyway his blood and everything else. But he sent his blood and he sent his fingers and his toes black. But then he sent his dick black, right? And then his dick went that black. And well, one day it was like no feeling in it. And he said it just dropped off. His dick just fell off onto the floor. Because it went black like frostbite type thing and it fell off. Can you imagine anything worse than that happening? That's got to be one of the worst things to ever happen to a bloke, I'm sure. So he was depressed for years, clearly, obviously, that's standard. And he got pissed out of his brains doing drugs and everything. He was like in a bad way. And obviously, and the pisser about doing drugs and doing drink is you get horny and then you've got no dick to play with. So you've got nowhere to go with that. So you can't win. But anyway, he had a doctor. Somebody put in touch with his penis doctor, famous penis doctor. Not that famous because I've never heard of him. But then again, I don't need a penis doctor at the moment, luckily. But anyway, he's basically called this penis doctor. And the bloke invented him a penis, made him one out of bits and bobs. I don't know what, other parts of fucking other people and maybe bits of him. And created him a penis and fucking sewed it onto his arm. For it to live, the penis is alive on his arm. So he's got a penis on his arm and he can press a pump and he can get a hard on his arm. So the thing goes up and down. It's got to be the best party trick going as well, hasn't it? And he said, like, sometimes he wears a jumper when he's out, but people see it, or he wears it like some people spot it and go, what's that? Some people who don't know him, they go, he's got a fucking dick on his arm. Look at that. That's bizarre as anything. But and he's been waiting now to have it sewn back on. 4 years he's been on his arm. So it's that's the wrong place for it. I wonder if he has sex with anybody as well. But I just have to do it this way for now. As soon as I get it reattached in the right place. But for now, we'll just use my arm doing it there. Okay. And then, but basically, he's going to have it put back on. But it took 4 years because the appointments keep getting cancelled because of COVID and other situations in the past. So, fingers crossed, he gets it all sorted in the end, in the arm. Hopefully, he gets it all sorted. Maybe the girl's giving him a blowjob on his arm. Come on. This is that kind of podcast if you haven't been here before. So, yeah, there you go. And the doctors even gave him an extra 2 inches as a bonus because of all his trouble. So, he's happy. Happy as a dick on an arm. Right, a hard dick on an arm. The Argos catalogue's gone. The Argos catalogue, the Argos catalogue is one of the most iconic shopping experiences going. I've been to Argos so many times when I was younger. I always had to go and get the fucking Argos stuff for my mum. She would send me there. I'd have to come back and I'd fill out all the form and get it, and it would just come, and it would be too heavy to carry, and I'd have to fucking get on the buses and everything with it. I wouldn't know what I was going for. She'd just give me the numbers out of the catalogue. But yeah, so the Argos catalogue's gone. It's going to go online. That's only a matter of time, isn't it? I mean, especially COVID times, nobody can be next to each other, and it's crammed in them. Argos is packed. Everybody's in there. There's about 100 catalogues, and everybody's on everyone. There's somebody on everyone, and there's queues to go on them. Great. It's great. I mean, it's a great shopping experience. It's like fucking, you can get everything there, can't you? You haven't got to walk around the shop. You just go straight to the catalogue. They had it nailed. That was a fucking brilliant idea to ever come up with it. But it's going online now. It's getting easier. You can do it from your own house. Hopefully they'll do it so you do it and it just delivers to your front door. Adrian Charles, the Brummy TV presenter, said that everybody at the BBC assumed it was thick because he had a Brummie accent. That's my accent, and everybody thinks I'm thick because I've got a Brummie accent, but as you and me know, I ain't, because I'm very, very intelligent. That's why I've been talking about a dick on somebody's arm for the past 10 minutes. But yeah, he said their jaws nearly hit the floor when he strung a sentence together, because they thought, how's that guy with that accent managing to talk so intelligently? So he said he went from low expectations to Stephen Hawking's like level of intelligence. So I told you, people don't like our accents. Anybody from this country, another country, people don't like my accent. They think we sound thick. But little did they know, we got some of the brainiest people in the country and the sexiest, as you well know. Right, I'm going to leave it on. No, I've got two more to do. Was it a bungling bank robber was caught? Went after writing demands on a till receipt and then leaving the till receipts behind. So he left a note on saying, don't panic. So he's kind. He passed a note of saying, don't panic. Put all the banknotes in the bag and I'll be off. But anyway, he got caught because the alarm's been off. And he left his receipts behind. And they caught him because of his fingerprints. So he's a dumbass. And now he's caught. And now he's got fined. And now he's going to go to prison. I mean, you get armed robbery, you don't get short sentences. You get at least 3-4 years, don't you? So what a pisser. Should have left it and just said, don't panic, put all the money in the bank. So if you're ready to do a bank robbery, an armed robbery, don't use any notes of paper, or at least eat them as soon as you fucking used it. Or remember, just say, don't panic, put all the banknotes in a bag. Don't write it on a piece of paper. Or put it on something that's going to self-destruct in less than 1 minute. Right, last one. A Holocaust charity have slammed Amazon for selling Hitler face masks. So if you want Hitler face masks, you can get them on Amazon, but they're a bit bad taste, really. Funny, I mean, I imagine it'd be funny, because somebody put one on Donald Trump or on a photo with Donald Trump the other week, and it made him look like Hitler, but with a massive hairdo. It looked hilarious. Nothing about Hitler's funny, but it is in that situation with fucking Donald Trump, because, you know, you wonder whether the guy admires him or not, don't you? But anyway, his Hitler face masks charity. I mean, what's it called? The COVID one. So it's the bottom jaw, I think, as I imagine. Is it the bottom jaw? It's got to be. That's a lady with a swastika and the word adult printed on it. Swastikas as well. I mean, that's there's only one kind of people that's going to be buying them. So really, just let them sell, and then you'll know everybody that's fucking right wing. And I mean, I doubt very, very much that people, many people, will be buying them as a joke. People be buying them because they want them. Yeah, I want a fucking one with a swastika on. I want one with Adolf Hitler's face on it. I want to pretend to look like him in the mirror. But then, you know, you'll have a list. You'll have a big long list of right wingers. If they sell 1,000, you'll have 1,000 right wingers, wouldn't you? To go through. Right, I think I can't leave it on that one. That's a bit of a fucking can't leave it on a Hitler joke or Hitler ski snood, is what they're calling them. Right, the oldest. What's this one? I ain't even doing that one either. Well, I got nothing left to do. Ale drinkers just like a beer. It's Friday, so get out another beer. But ale drinkers just like a beer, regardless of how brewers add to the taste. Same with all these craft beers and everything. But they do it all, and they fucking put the price up, don't they? All these different prices, or different flavours, means the price is up. The price is higher. So some people, I can't tell one lager from another. Some people go, oh, I can't drink that lager, gives me headache. Or I can't drink that lager, gives me gas and all that. I can't tell one from another. I drink them all. They all just taste the same to me. And I like every single one of them. And I enjoy them to the most of my ability. And I might just do that tonight. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one next week. Don't forget my videos on YouTube. See you later for now. Bye.